This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some more football, NFL lunch style. Ravens season came to an end last night. Heartbreaker at Pittsburgh. Steelers win the division. 26-24 was your final score. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Other side of the glass, Vinny's on vacation. Joining us now to talk about the game, end of the season, and now the offseason, which is met with a lot of great expectations for Ravens fans that want to see certain people be ex-Ravens or ex-Ravens coaches. Here to try to figure it out, at least at this time, from the Baltimore Banner on the Window Nation guest hotlines. Welcome back, Childs Walker. Childs, how you feeling?
Well, I'm operating on about 2 hours sleep in the land of broken dreams, but I'm okay. We'll figure it out here.
Now, if you're going to explain the Ravens, the game last night, the best you can, because Nolan and I have been kind of comparing it to their season in a microcosm, ups, downs, thought you had it, then you're gone. So last night's game, how would you describe it as you watched it all unfold that led to a demise that a lot of people was expecting anyway for them?
Yeah, it really did encompass a lot of the stuff that we talked about throughout the season, a lot of the flaws that undid this team in so many games. Some of those were in design. I mean, you know, you had some of the familiar problems with the offensive line. You had the lack of the pass rush. You know, those things reared their heads throughout the season. They reared their heads again last night. There are things the Ravens will have to address in the offseason. But there's just so much drama packed into this game. I mean, if you could step outside of sort of the Ravens' tragic narrative. I mean, it's a classic Ravens-Steelers game, right? But, I mean, nobody in that locker room was sort of looking at it that way. I mean, they were shell-shocked. I mean, they were dealing with the reality that they came so far short of what they thought they could be going into the season. And I think even going into last night's game, I think a lot of the guys in that room still believe that, hey, if we can get over this hump against Pittsburgh, there's no reason we can't beat any of the teams in the AFC playoff field. I think a lot of those guys still had that belief. And so to have it end with so many of those, you know, familiar nagging narratives contributing to it, I mean, it was sort of awful for everybody involved. I mean, you could see it. I mean, guys didn't know what to say. I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson, you know, said he was furious and sort of just shocked. He couldn't even really answer questions about what's next because, you know, he was so wrapped up in the moment. And I think so many guys were feeling that way. I mean, there was so much drama packed into that game.
Now, you bring that specific topic up about Lamar in the post game and, you know, running hot, you know, paraphrasing. I was watching ESPN this morning, Childs, and they were trying to paraphrase Hasselbeck and the others. And by him not answering the question about what the future should hold for him and for John Harbaugh, and he wanted no parts of that, whereas others, Derrick Henry, Ronnie Stanley, did bring it up. Do we read anything into this, or is this just a case of a guy another year into his career, his eighth, that ended short, far short of the goal this year? They didn't even make the playoffs. Where it's like, John Harbaugh, my contract renegotiation, insert subject, it's the furthest thing from my mind right now.
Yeah, I don't read anything too deep into it, simply because that's sort of the way he's always answered those kinds of questions. I mean, you know, he's always been his default has always been to say, you know, I'm not talking about that stuff until it's time to talk about that stuff. You know, when I'm wrapped up in the moment of, you know, trying to be great on the field, trying to lift my team, or sort of processing the disappointment of what just happened, like I'm going to live in that space and I'm not going to go there. So, I mean, he's been pretty consistent that way over the course of his career. And I mean, he did answer a lot of those questions last week when we talked to him on Wednesday. Now, I mean, you know, you can say that some of the answers he gave were maybe incomplete, and there are things that could change, you know, as the context changes in the offseason. I mean, sure, that's certainly the case. But it's not like he hasn't answered those questions. I mean, you know, I sort of pressed him on the idea of, you know, did he want to be in Baltimore, you know, when we talked to him last Wednesday, and he said yes. He made no bones about it. And, I mean, you know, he sort of downplayed any thought that there's any sort of tension or, you know, broken links between him and Harbaugh. I mean, they had a warm hug as Harbaugh was getting off the podium and Lamar was, you know, getting on the podium last night. So I don't read anything deep into his immediate response there. Now, there's all sorts of complicated elements to that situation that will play out over the next weeks and months. And, you know, that is what it is. But I don't think we got deep insight into that last night.
What's your take here on the whole Tyler Loop situation now, which is all of a sudden a top offseason storyline when we thought it would not be at all? Is it impossible for them to just cut bait and move on altogether? And on top of that, how much do you think the fact that they spent a draft pick on him to begin with maybe adds to his security or adds to them wanting to keep him around longer? Does that matter? Should it even matter to begin with?
I think my immediate take on that, and I mean, I wrote this morning, is that I don't think it means that they will cut bait and just dump him. Because I mean, I think Randy Brown still thinks very highly of his talent, and they've put an enormous amount of time into sort of, you know, equipping him to be Justin Tucker's replacement. So I don't think you just toss all that away. What I do think is, in some sense, you go back to square one, and he is basically competing to be Justin Tucker's replacement all over again. I mean, I do think he'll have to face competition in the summer, and if he can't prove that he's past what happened last night, there's a very real chance that he could be supplanted after one season. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not the same situation, but we did see that. I mean, we saw it happen with Justin Tucker replacing Billy Cundiff all those years ago, right? I mean, you know, Billy Cundiff misses the big kick. He's still thought to be the incumbent kicker, you know, going into camp that season. But the Ravens bring in a live contender, and the live contender, you know, just beat him. I mean, could that happen? I think it absolutely could. I think last night opened the door for all of that. I mean, first of all, I think you have to feel terrible for the guy. I mean, because he's put tremendous preparation in all season. He has a lot of talent. He thought he had done everything he needed to do to be ready for that moment. But the reality was he had not been tested by that kind of moment through the first 16 games. And he faced that test, which was the kind of test that Justin Tucker did pass as a rookie. And he failed it, and he failed it pretty badly. I mean, that kick was not close. And, you know, the pressure seemingly got to him. I mean, Jordan Stout said that when he talked after the game. He said, you guys cannot imagine the feeling of being that kicker in that moment with that stadium crushing down on you and everything that's implied by make or miss. Like, there's no way to understand that unless you're there. And he probably felt that on a level he'd never felt it before in his life. And he didn't meet the moment. And that's just a tough, tough thing that he's going to have to process. And we'll see how it plays out. So I don't I don't think he just gets tossed aside, but I do think this opens it back up to a full-on competition, and it makes us say they really have not replaced Justin Tucker yet. That's going to be a narrative again going into 26.
There's a lot of other potential changes that everyone's going to have their eye on here, but one that feels almost, I would say, inevitable is Zach Orr potentially being out here.
Yeah.
That one, like I said, you chalk it up to inevitable. Other side of things, offensively with Todd Monken, not his best year either. And there was the stories out of the Banner earlier this year about maybe a little dissatisfaction within the locker room with some of his play calling. How would you handicap his chances of coming back compared to someone like Zach Orr?
I mean, I think there's a very good chance that they're both gone. I mean, Todd Monken, I think Todd Monken is a very good coach. I think that he helped Lamar Jackson get to new heights in his career. I think he coached Lamar Jackson hard, and, you know, he designed a lot of good offense over the 3 years he was here. I just think there's kind of a feeling that he maybe has done all that he can here, and it's not that like their offense couldn't be good if he was the coordinator next year, but it just feels like they're at a point where it's time to freshen things up again. Zach Orr, it's a different situation because, I mean, he's obviously a longtime Ravens figure. He was a popular player, you know, then he really sort of apprenticed as a coach coming up through the Ravens system. I mean, he's a beloved guy in the building. I mean, the players like him. They've always spoken up for him when he's faced criticism. They've said it's not on the calls. It's on them. But it's hard to see him surviving this. I mean, I thought he had saved his job when they pitched the shutout in Cincinnati, because that was such a big performance in the context of the season. But then, you know, they clearly regressed over the last 3 weeks. And look, some of that's not his fault. I mean, like, you can't. I mean, I don't know that you can make chicken salad out of the pass rush group that they have. I mean, there's only so much you can do with the talent that you have, and there's nothing he could do about losing Kyle Hamilton last night, which, you know, sort of ruined their ability to defend those short passes that were clearly going to have to be Aaron Rodgers' bread and butter in that game. I mean, those are things you can't control. But the big picture is they haven't seemed overly prepared on defense going into either of the last two seasons, and they regressed late this year, and I think that's going to be very hard for him to overcome.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, we appreciate the time as always. Have fun out there. One winning drive as it's open locker room at 2:00, and who knows what else will be happening out at the castle over the course of the week or two.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'm headed there now.
There you go. Childs Walker, everybody. We'll come back. Look at our picks for this last weekend in the NFL. Final regular season weekend. Week 18. Just flew by. Scott Hansen signed off in Red Zone. I got a little teary-eyed. My good friend, we won't see him again until September. Jason Cole's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Longtime NFL writer, talking about the demise of the Ravens with great expectations in 25. And look ahead to the playoffs as well. No real dominant team in the AFC or, quite frankly, the NFC this year. So is it a flip a coin Super Bowl year?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Other side of the glass. All right, Nolan, let's put me out of my misery. Let's move on to the vino or beer, whoever gets it.
Well, I mean, you're, as you said, you've been mathematically eliminated for
I'm the Rockies
a little while
year.
Now.
Yes, I'm Colorado.
But I think I mentioned it before we made these picks last week. I was trailing Vinny by 5. Never actually got Vinny's picks. Never asked him. I conceded. It was back 5.
Eh.
So, I mean, I wasn't going to catch him anyway. I'm not bent about it. So we'll pay up for the regular season.
Vino.
And now we got to figure out how we want to structure the playoff picks. So we'll talk about that as the week progresses.
Correct.
But the games themselves, Panthers versus Bucks on Saturday. You went with the Bucks. That's a win for you. There you go. I went with the Panthers. So this one ended up, of course, coming to Sunday's game, which we'll get here in a second. But the Saints and the Falcons were necessary after all.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Not well at all for the Buccaneers. Seahawks versus Niners. This game lived up to the hype on Saturday. Not really. No, it didn't live up to the hype.
Snooze fest.
Not at all. Niners lose, Seahawks win. So keep that in mind for the Dirty Dozen tomorrow. They'll most likely be holding down the top spot still. Browns versus Bengals. The Browns get the win here. Myles Garrett gets the record. Everyone goes home happy.
Well, maybe not Michael Strahan, because if you believe, I mean, it was on social media, so who knows if it's true. I did it in 16, he did it in 17. One of those things.
Fair point.
Sure.
It's a very fair point. How about this one here? Saints versus Falcons, the game we mentioned, all too important. The Falcons get the job done, 19-17, which means it's good for the Panthers.
Yeah, what do you think Baker Mayfield thinks of Tyler Shuck right now when he threw that pick as they're driving for the potential go-ahead score?
Another credit to you. You took the Falcons.
Yay.
Well, too little, too late. Packers and Vikings here. We were both wrong on this one. The resting starters did have an impact after all because the Packers were non-existent in this one. 16-3, you're fine.
Yeah, they went quietly into the Minnesota night.
Cowboys versus Giants. Another one we whiffed on here. The Giants actually quite a bit of life out of them. 34-17 was your final.
Yeah, Tracy over 100 yards. First Giant to do that in what? Things that Otis Anderson did it way back when.
Titans and Jaguars. The Jags officially locked their playoff fate in. Easy work here, 41-7. An easy pick for both of us.
Trevor Lawrence, 3 more touchdown passes, by the way.
Colts versus Texans. The Texans get the job done here. A surprisingly high-scoring affair. 38-30 is the final score, but that's a win for both of us.
Yep, Nico Collins set that game up.
Jets versus Bills, easy one here. Bills handle their business. Both of us weren't going to get it funky and take the Jets. And what we talked about a couple weeks ago, no picks through full 17-game schedule for the Jets. No interceptions.
Mitch Trubisky was dicing them up yesterday.
Lions and Bears here. The Lions edged this one out just barely, 19-16, but both of us thought that the Bears might take this one home.
Yeah, and Ben Johnson was actually ragging on his offense after the game.
Yeah, something to keep an eye on for the playoffs. Chargers versus Broncos here. As expected, the Chargers offense was going to struggle without Justin Herbert, and they did. 19-3 your final. Denver locks up that one seed.
Yeah, and Bo Nix didn't play all that great, but he gets a couple of weeks to reflect on things.
Here's one that nobody saw this one coming. Chiefs, even without many of their star players, without Pat Mahomes, only 12 points against the lowly Raiders team. I guess it shows you that they really packed it in. And the Raiders, despite winning, still are locked into that number one overall pick. So no harm, no foul for them.
And dismiss Pete Carroll as head coach today.
As expected. Cardinals-Rams. Rams get their bounce back. Much needed one, 37-20. Your final. Cardinals, just an abysmal season. Another coach on the outs.
Jonathan Gannon is out. But did Matt Stafford do enough to win the MVP from Drake May in that game?
I think the vote should be close. I've maintained that. Certainly much more of a debate to be had this year than I thought there was last year. But we saw how it turned out last year.
No doubt about it.
How about Dolphins and Patriots? Quick work for the Pats. They made a bid for the number one overall pick, but of course, the Broncos weren't to be upended. No, we were going to take the Pats no matter what here. Eagles versus Commanders. Interesting one. Eagles rested their starters when they still had a shot at the two seed, and it came back to bite them. They lose here, 24-17.
Yeah, and we'll see. They got San Francisco, right, coming up in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That could come back to bite them in the rear end in a big, big way.
And both of us on the Eagles there. And lastly here, Ravens Steelers score reminders. Yeah. Bob said Ravens 23-13. I said Steelers 23-21.
Yeah, and it all worked out poorly for everyone here. And I was really confident that the Ravens were going to win that game. I'm not going
to
lie.
Reason to be so. Yeah, they were favored, and it wasn't just that fake favored like we had kind of been settling into. I mean, on paper, the offense mismatch, looking at the Steelers wide receiver core, everything screamed that the Ravens should have the advantage. And after watching the first drive, I thought, oh, they do have a big advantage here, but not to be.
Now, we do know since the season is over, the Ravens' opponents for 2026 and their draft order, they're picking 14th, right, in the first round. Home slate. Division foes, Cincy, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Jacksonville comes to Baltimore. Saints come to Baltimore. Tampa comes to Baltimore. Titans come to Baltimore. And the Harbaugh brothers get the bro hug again as the Chargers come in. Road slate, division foes, at Atlanta, at Carolina, at Houston, at Indy, at Buffalo, and then at Dallas. Those are your opponents for 2026 for the Baltimore Ravens.
Nothing really jumps off the page right away where you're saying, oh, really tough road slate. Obviously, Buffalo, tough road matchup. Houston has given him fits in recent history, too. So we'll see. But, yeah, nothing on the surface here where you're like, oh, man, murderer's row is coming up.
Yeah, and now in regards to who's coming in, I mean, nothing overly concerning. I mean, not to dismiss the Chargers or Jacksonville, two playoff teams this year, but there you go. Plan accordingly once the schedule comes out, because it's only going to get flexed anyway at some point in time. We'll come back, talk some more NFL. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Playoffs are set. Who's a sleeper in the wild card round? So stick around for that. Funhouse trip. Inside Access takes over too. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On the Fan. Super Bowl odds through the roof prior to the season. John Harbaugh tried to warn us, though, this Super Bowl or bust stuff. Don't buy into it. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Longtime NFL writer. He's Jason Cole. Jason, thanks for joining us again here on the Fan, and a happy new year to you and yours.
Happy new year to you guys and everybody involved. So thank you for allowing me to be here.
All right, now, Ravens, you know, losing record, first time since 21, didn't make the playoffs, and, you know, this season had great expectations. They fell short of it as you've watched them this season and saw the game last night. If you could put your finger on one thing, one reason or excuse, whatever you want to say, that the Ravens are going to be watching the playoffs instead of playing in them, what would it be?
Well, I mean, they have no pass rush, and they have no their defensive line is a lot of guys are just guys. I mean, they're not necessarily bad. They're not great. Some of them are good run stuffers. But they don't. The old saying is quarterback has to go down, and quarterback has to go down hard. That's L. Davis. I mean, and they don't do that, and they didn't do it early in the season when they had games that were in their grasp. Now, you can replay the stuff about Lamar and him getting hurt and playing into the drama of all that and whatever's going to happen. You know, I don't know how much of that to take as real and how much of it is just the twisting in the wind that happens when you're having a frustrating season. I wouldn't be here for wholesale changes, but I would have some really significant questions for both the defensive coordinator and what he plans to do, and for Eric DaCosta and for John Harbaugh about how are you going to get a pass rush? Like, how are you going to get people on the ground? Now, there is a significant question that has to be evaluated on a constant basis about when does Lamar lose his speed and when does he lose his quickness? Now, I'm tempted to say, look, he was fine in September, and then he got hurt and missed a month, and then he didn't run as much, and he obviously was not as quick. And that's part of his game. He's a better passer than he was early in his career, so he can get away with some of it. But the careful thing that you always have to go through when you have a move-related quarterback is when comes the point that he can't move anymore. And every year you get closer to that because that's just the reality. People do not keep their speed over time, and they have to evolve. So how does he evolve? Where is he at in his career? Those are important questions. But to me, I'm not like, I'm not looking to make a change at quarterback this year. I'm looking to get the guy healthy.
And I was just going to ask you about that, too, with Lamar, with 28 years old, 8 years, believe it or not, in the league. And what's the term, the cliche, Jason? Windows are closing. I mean, is the window still open for Lamar and core guys? I mean, I still have a lot of really good young players to get back to the playoffs and make a deep run ultimately here.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had a lot of really winnable games early in the season where their defense cratered and was just, you know, palpably bad, right? And I came on this show and I said, I don't think they can get to the playoffs with the defense in the state it's in. It got a little bit better, but it was still not very good, and it wasn't good at lunchtime yesterday against the Steelers team that doesn't have any weapons, right? Like, there's nobody on the Steelers that you're afraid of. I mean, you're a little worried about Rodgers because he can still sling it a little bit, but he doesn't cause you to have fear. And, you know, Freiermuth and Martin Valdes-Scantling and Warren, none of those guys are guys you should have to game plan for, but they came up with points in critical moments in the second half, and they made, you know, some big plays in the second half of those games that shouldn't happen against a team that's trying to compete. You know, it's trying to say that it has a championship caliber defense. This was not a championship caliber defense. It has to get fixed.
Jason, let me get your thoughts on some of the coaching changes we've already seen, the firings today as Black Monday unfolds. You know, Kevin Stefanski already receiving heavy interest, heavy praise as one of the top names available now. Is he truly the top retread name, in your opinion, maybe even over someone like Brian Flores, who's generated interest as well?
Look, it's an offense-oriented league, so you always want offense coordinators first. Flores, I don't think he's ever going to be a head coach again. I mean, you can't threaten owners and expect to get another job. I think he might get another high-paying defensive coordinator job, but it's going to take a while for him to get a head coaching job. There's just a trust factor that happened that he had to rebuild after, you know, suing the league. So there's a problem there for him. But Stefanski, to get back to your original question, I'd like to see Stefanski with a solid quarterback situation. I don't think that what's happened over the last, you know, over his tenure in Cleveland, they haven't had any stability at that position. And you can, you know, you can base some things up and how did he prepare Shadur and all that and second guess that all you want. But, like, you know, Deshaun Watson to Jameis Winston to, you know, they might have had the ghost of Sid Luckman out there a couple of times. I mean, like, it was just bad. And so I'd like to see Stefanski get another chance. I don't know that I would necessarily do it this year, but it probably depends on the situation a little bit.
And looking at the playoff field as a whole, our 2-1 seeds, I mean, nobody would have predicted that Seattle and Denver would be the top teams in their respective conference, but which of those two feels the most vulnerable to you right now? Because it's almost, I mean, there's a way to poke holes in both of them. I mean, with Seattle, they're as battle-tested as anyone, but I think everyone's still a little skeptical about Darnold. And then for Denver, sure, the defense is legit, but Bo Nix also unproven this time of year as well.
I mean, you just hit on it. Do you trust either quarterback? The answer is no. I'm hoping that Darnold has learned from it, but the way that they played on Saturday, I mean, they played scared of their quarterback. They didn't let him. Now, you know, maybe that's, you know, they know it's going to be a low-scoring game. They trust their defense. They're not going to take any chances. They're trying to win the division. But he didn't, I mean, he might have thrown two challenging passes in that game, and maybe not even that much. Like, they didn't throw into the middle. They didn't attack. And this is a guy who's got arm talent. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold can sling it for days. But, you know, and there comes a point in the playoffs where you got to make a couple of big plays. I mean, we talk about this with Lamar in the playoffs. I mean, there are a couple of times where you have to hit a 3rd and 7 and a 3rd and 8. Lamar's gotten better at it. Sam Darnold never has. And I don't, you know, they flash some stat about he's the first quarterback ever, you know, him and Tom Brady only guys who have ever won 14 games in back-to-back seasons as a quarterback. It's like, yeah, one of these things is not like the other. You know, like, I'm just not buying that. You know, like, you can flash that stat all you want. That doesn't make me believe in Sam Darnold until he actually does it, because he still looks like that guy who, when things get tough, he looks like he's still in high school and he's about to, like, things are about to break down in his head. And until that goes away and he actually comes away and makes a couple of big throws, I'm always going to have that doubt. Now, they may win a Super Bowl without it because this is a weird year. You know, they may just go game manager during the playoffs because their defense is good enough and they're going to be at home. Who knows? But I don't trust the quarterback, and I don't trust Bo Nix.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, talking some NFL with us here on 105.7 The Fan. Jason, appreciate the time. Enjoy the wild card round as we watch Trevor Lawrence become this transcendent player. Or maybe not. He might suck against Buffalo coming up this weekend.
Good Lord.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you soon.
Be good.
Here's Jason Cole. And by the way, Trevor Lawrence has been playing really good football as of late. And as he and Josh Allen will get it on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Welcome back. Take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. Ravens season has come to an end. Where do they go from here? We'll see if John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta or Steve Bisciotti will talk to the media at some point this week.
Yeah.
What changes will be going on?
So the past couple of weeks when we've been having all these talks about Harbaugh's job, is he out, is he safe, whatever it is, I always said we're going to know that Monday, as in today. You know, there won't be any mystery, there won't be any drawing it out or, you know, having him sit down and talk with the media before they make a decision. Well, here we are. You're seeing around the league other teams are making moves with their coaches. The Ravens have yet to do anything. I mean, I think it's kind of, it's today or it's not going to happen at all. I mean, if we get to midnight and the clock turns over and it's Tuesday and the move hasn't been made, I think that's the indication right there that he's staying. I mean, why, if you're going to make a move, you make it now. You know, you get in on the cycle when everyone else gets in on it, you know, start getting your name in the mix, start requesting to interview people here as soon as possible. So we'll see. I mean, the only thing I could think of is maybe they want to delay an announcement until after open locker room. That way the players aren't bombarded with all the questions about Harbaugh instead of the season itself. But we'll see.
Do we need to hear from Steve Bisciotti in some capacity in the next week or two?
100%. Whether Harbaugh's staying or not.
Right.
I mean, obviously, if he's gone, then that's a no-brainer. Yeah, but that is Bisciotti's decision, so he should talk then. But I think, yeah, just where the organization's at. It's a crossroads offseason. A lot of stuff is up in the air. Very appropriate to hear from him.
Tomorrow's Turn It Up Tuesday, as we're going to be talking about everything with loud music in between as we crank it up to 12. But again, whatever we get from Open Locker Room, we'll have for you. Got the Dirty Dozen and Feeble Five as we wrap up the regular season of 2025. Start previewing the playoffs a little bit more, and whatever other sports news comes our way, we'll be glad to touch on that too.
That's right. Orioles, you're back on the clock. You're now the top of the attention.
Yeah. checking out social media last night. All these people want to fire Harbaugh, get rid of Lamar, and, you know, Ravens suck, et cetera, et cetera. Only 40-some days of spring training. Yeah. So you can bitch about the Orioles for the next 8 weeks or 8 months as soon as they lose on opening day. Elias sucks. He didn't do enough to improve the team. It's always a fun cycle of never being satisfied. But then again, you know, both teams, Orioles and Ravens, had an unsatisfying 2025. So now it's on to next year. Let's go to the funhouse.
Quick Draw's Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First opinion here comes from Chris in Rosedale, who says Zach Orr was hampered by not having a pass rush all year long, as well as veterans blowing assignments. I think he was doomed from the beginning. This was always bigger than just the coordinator.
But it's been 2 years in a row that they got off to slow starts, and the defense was always rated poor statistically. They did manage to turn it around post-bye in 24, finished second in the NFL in sacks. They haven't sniffed that level of success here. They got on a hot streak playing a bunch of mediocre to less than mediocre quarterbacks when they won five in a row. Aaron Rodgers, the guy couldn't put a touchdown on the board against Cleveland in two games against the Ravens this year. He looked like the Aaron Rodgers that won multiple MVPs in Green Bay oftentimes.
This texter here says, the bottom line for me, will the Ravens win a Super Bowl or another Super Bowl with Harbaugh? I don't think so. So the option is to move on without him. Will the Ravens win a Super Bowl with Lamar? I also don't think so. Move him. Let's see how the dominoes fall. I like Lamar, but the Ravens need to build a team, not become a one-man show. Heck, the Steelers found their quarterback in the Social Security line.
Yeah.
But did they really?
I mean, if they lose in the first round, which I think they will, to Houston, that'll be 10 straight years without a playoff win. Is that satisfying football for you? Getting to the postseason just to be dismissed easily? Where you have a franchise quarterback in Baltimore?
Eric in Bel Air says, blown 10-point lead in the first half. I guess at least it wasn't a second-half blown lead. We've seen plenty of those. Two separate fourth-quarter leads, though, even if they were 4 points, those were blown. It's all things Harbaugh does best. Or was his vanity pet project? It's a failure at this point. He refuses to admit it. DaCosta has given Harbaugh and Orr a good enough defensive roster, and Orr has no idea how to use it. Our coaches, as always, groundhog day.
And let's not forget, we've talked about this too, Nolan. On the same staff as Zach Orr, when Mike McDonald went to Seattle, were Anthony Weaver and Denard Wilson, who both got defensive coordinator jobs. Now, are they going to be in their current cities, Tennessee for Denard and Weaver in Miami? I don't know. But the Mike McDonald one is the bigger one for a lot of people because you shouldn't have let him out the door. Where they were coming off a year in which they went to the AFC Championship game. They were firing John Harbaugh. And you're not going to prevent a guy from getting a head coaching job. That was a tough situation all the way around.
But people did call for it in the moment.
No doubt.
You know, I mean, was it as many people that are saying it now?
No.
Probably not. To the point about DaCosta building up the defense or a good enough defensive roster and that, you know, Zach Orr didn't know what to do with it. Here's something to keep an eye on, or it should be a talking point with DaCosta as far as the defense being constructed. I think if there was criticism towards him, the biggest I could say is that once Ardarius Washington went down, they were way too complacent with just writing Kyle Hamilton into a traditional safety role. And not learning from us seeing that in the past that, no, this defense, not just Kyle Hamilton personally, the entire defense is significantly better off if you have two traditional safeties and Kyle Hamilton is free to roam. Anytime you've tried to have him play that traditional safety role, the entire defense suffers. So when we're building the defense from here on out, that has to be priority number one. But you see, I mean, you just can't be in a scenario, I don't care how good Kyle Hamilton is, where you lose one guy and everything crumbles. It just can't happen.
And by the way, Mike McDonald's the one who kind of found that magic formula back in 2023 with Kyle Hamilton when he made first team All-Pro. Well, Ravens are done. Now the offseason very much is alive. What does that mean? We'll follow along together. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes from Mike Pope, Nolan McGraw, and Bob Haney. We're back tomorrow for Turn It Up Tuesday. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.